The 100 biggest songs on the radio at WGXC from the year 2023. That's right, countdown the top 100 of 2023, Saturday, December
3rd. I'm Jesse DeGroote, the marketing representative for the Mack Hayden Theater in Chatham, New York, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM WGXC ICRA.
Do you enjoy the arts? Have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanicta, the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Spike's Record Rack.
Zama zama shamani ra paru rusa senwa para para viranai para viranai aburu kikia bunu ma aburu kikiri Bunu ma borong kiki Aku na esko ikanae Atu tiki shantana Tiki tiki wairarai Para para wairarai No ko shama shora no iru kiki Shota buru kiki Duba numa para buira Para para buira shama nai Paro paro sana nai noar Para para buira nai Shaa
Pick up losito kunanaina, pick up losito kunanaina, pick up losito kunanaina, pick up losito kunanaina. Agarradita kunanaina, agarradita kunanaina, agarradita kunanaina, agarradita kunanaina. Pick up losito kunanaina. Picablocito con anaina, picablocito con anaina, picablocito con anaina. Tocando su corazoncito, con su flechita con anaina, tareina, reina, reina, reina. Abrazadita con anaina, abrazadita con anaina. Abrazadita con anaina, taraira, reira, reira, reira. Pensando eso, cuerpecito, pensando eso, cuerpecito. Tarara, reira, 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 taraira, reira, reira, reira. Agarradita con anaina, agarradita con anaina. Agarradita en su manito, tarararaira. Siguiendo su energía, tarararaira. Siga, sigando, sigacito. Va caminando, caminando, va caminando, caminando. Va siguiendo, tarairaira. Agarradita con anaina, agarradito con anaina. Tarairaira, tarairaira.
Vivo caini, mia, vivo caini. No paro nas vacas, no paro nas vacas, no con caibo, no con toa no vivo, no con caibo, tá, no con caibo, tá. Nesca, chamari, nesca, chamari, a um papa e boque, papa e boque, paro reboque arque, paro reboque arque. Mia pare ponteva, mia pare ponteva, mia cai no rebe, mia cai no rebe, mia cai no rebe, mia cai no rebe. Non sao inaka, non sao inaka, cosi kira kaya ke, mia vivo kaini, cosi kira ke, mia vivo kaini. Na te so watana, na te so watana, koros papi amai, koros papi amai. Aska kima akita, non kai bubuta, hakun iti kayeki, nokun kai bubuta.
Mia bua shumbano, mia bua shumbano. Mia bu wa shobano, mia tita ikaba. Tita ikasha miara, mia isinaiki. Mia isobano li, mia isobano li. Mia tita ikasha, mia ijabirusa, mia tutaiki. Icha bak miara mi bak kuiranai miya isobano miyura kuirani miya isobano ri miya isobano ri. Mia on is kaino, mia on is kaino. Mi no kote, mi no kote. Mi bo mi bo so ai bo. Mi no mayakata, mi no mayakata. Awashau no kota, uenas kayara, unis kai nairi. Aku pira me shunai, unis kai joe shunai, unis kai ne shunai. Miskanuskaraiki, mi bak joko, mia ishobanore, mia ishobanore. Mi bak joko, mi bak joko, na to mi ekura shunai, na to mi ekura shunai. Awayura kuiranti, awayura kuiranti, mia ishobanore, mia ishobanore. Akushamanite, mi kushishinama, mi bakanite, mi bakanite. Akwashu mi, mi kibano, natona tanokota, natona tatikota, mi bakushokova. Mi abana shamaba, mi abana shamaba, mi baga kuirani, mi baga kuirani. Mi ashubanui, mi ashubanuri, mi baga yurabu, mi kuirantano. Mi auli shamabi, mi auli saiki, mi baga putaba. Viva que ponta vai na...
Hatoyura, Hatoyura. Hatoyura, Hatoyura. Hakomashi nabo hato swashomu. Hakomashi nabo hato swashomu. Rahiraku akai mia. Rahiraku akai mia. Hato no abushu na kope. Busho no konkai bubu auki bo hato bisho na kope. O ni tsapitai tian hato mi. O ni tsapikanai tian mi busho na. Ramya ichabiru siraku akai. Ramya ichabiru siraku akai.
Neta era my eye. Neta era my eye. My eye on you. Honey, but I will. No, let her. No, let her. No,
good morning, you're listening to Panther Mountain Sound on WGXC Acre 90.7. We've been listening to some medicine music from the Shipibo tribe in the Amazon, and we're going to hear a little bit of commentary about some things going on down there.
Alitutamanda wing kaibia okuna. Nyukashuti man nina walinga sarayaku lakta manda shamushkane karu sachamanda. Good morning, everyone. My name is Nina Gualinga. I am Quichua from Sarayaku, and I have come a long way from the Ecuadorian Amazon.
Ali tutamanda, nyuka shutimang Elena Walinga, nyukas Sarayaku laktamandani, karusa chamanda shamushkanchi, ishkandi pura, ishkandi nyanya pura.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elena Walinga, and we are two sisters from the Quechua people of Sarayaku in the Ecuadorian Amazon. We come from a land where we drink our water straight from the creeks, where we grow our food, where we go hunting and fishing straight from the water and from the forest. Growing up, we grew up climbing in trees, swimming in the water, going to the waterfalls. And our home is where the Amazon water system is born. So everything that happens to our home in Ecuador affects the entire Amazon and the entire world. Our land is alive. Everything from the stones to the trees, the small animals, the anaconda, the jaguar, the materials that we build our houses with, the river, everything is alive. And when our relatives and our elders pass away, they don't die. They transition, they transform, and they go back home to the rivers, to the lagoons, to the big trees. So the forest is our family. It's our home. It's where our relatives continue living. So when you kill the forest, you kill our family, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our ancestors. When I was about 8 years old, just right before my little sister Helena was born, an oil company called CGC, together with Chevron, violently entered our community of Sarayaku. And I remember this so vividly because although I didn't speak Spanish, I was in a meeting in the community, and all the women were upset, and I could feel their fear. I could feel and see their anger. And there was the representative of the oil company trying to convince the leaders of our community to sell our land and license to this oil company. 140,000 hectares of pristine rainforest, home to our family and our relatives for $10,000. It sounds like a joke, right? But it's true. That's what they were offering us. And if we divided that, that was $10 per person. That's how much they valued our lives and our future. But I was a girl with dreams and hopes, like everyone. And I couldn't understand why my life and the lives of my cousins and my grandparents and my parents and all my friends was worth so little to these people, to the oil company, to the government. But I took a vow. I promised myself as a little girl that I would not let this happen. I would not let them destroy my home, destroy my future, destroy my hopes and my dreams and those of everyone else in my community. The company came with militaries provided by the Ecuadorian government. They cut down our sacred trees, our relatives. They buried 1,400 kilograms of high explosive pentlandite and blew up the ground, scaring away the spirits of our ancestors. They threatened to rape little girls. They threatened our leaders at gunpoint. They paid the judges. They tortured my uncles and relatives. This was about 20 years ago, but it continues happening today. After years of battling the oil company and the government, we took the government to court. Ten years after this happened, the people of Sarayaku, the same people that had been persecuted, tortured, the same people that were fighting, found themselves in the Inter-American Court in Costa Rica in 2012. A small community from the Amazon, with about 1,000 people living in the community, had taken two of the biggest powers in the country to an international court. The government and an oil company. The government, when they entered our community, had violated our human rights. They had violated our right to say, no, this is our home, you cannot come here. Caso Sarayaku, the Sarayaku case in 2012, was a landmark victory and created a legal precedent, not only for indigenous people in the Amazon and Ecuador, but across Latin America, changing the fate of indigenous people's rights forever. But the victory was not only legally, it was also so important to see that it is actually possible. A small community in the rainforest that before had almost no support actually could do this. It is possible. And this is so important to show the world that we can do, we can protect the Amazon rainforest, but it can only happen if we give and permit the custodianship that indigenous people already have over our own territories. The victory in 2012 was everything that we could have dreamt of when we were children, when we were seeing all these things happening. But the reality is that communities like Sarayaku exist all over the Amazon. The threats that indigenous communities have, they're every day and they're on every territory. After this, a huge oil boom began in Ecuador, and the Yasuni National Park started to being exploited for oil. The heart of the Amazon was in danger. In Yasuni, we do not only have indigenous people, but we also have indigenous people in voluntary isolation. Indigenous people that have chosen to stay in the Amazon rainforest, to stay there on their lands. And right now, the government and the oil companies are going further and further into the Amazon, getting closer and closer to these people. So when one problem is out of the way, there is always another challenge around the corner. Always. Oil, mining, road building, cutting down trees, climate change. So in 2020, just when the pandemic hit Ecuador and the world, our community suffered a massive flood that washed away houses, schools, our food, crops, chickens, everything. And for months, my people walked hungry. We're talking about the most biodiverse place on Earth, where we had never been hungry before. We had never seen these floods before. And what caused the floods? Climate change. What causes climate change? Fossil fuel extraction. The same oil, the same companies that extract the oil from the Amazon are the ones responsible for climate change. Responsible for the violation of our rights and our lands, and for the suffering of our people as climate change hits, as the floods hit. The government had no response. So once again, just like when the oil companies entered our community, the people mobilized. The women mobilized and provided support and aid to the different communities that were suffering because of the pandemic, because of the floods, because the floods did not only affect my community, but various communities along the river basin. At the same time as the floods were happening in my community, in our part of the Amazon, and while the pandemic was going on, one of the worst oil spills the Ecuadorian Amazon has seen was happening in a neighbor community. Can we just take a moment to look at this? This is what goes into our rivers. This is what the animals are going to be walking on. This is our home being completely destroyed. The oil spill was in one of the Ecuadorian Amazon's main rivers, Coca and Napo. As I said, what happens in Ecuador, what happens in the headwaters, affects the entire Amazon. In just 2 days, this oil had reached Peru. The people there, that also happened to be our relatives, sent us pictures of how children had rashes on their bodies. Because when the oil spills happened, the government and the oil company did not even inform the people that it had occurred. This is happening while a pandemic is going on. And because our main source of water is our creeks and rivers, people could no longer drink water. They could no longer take baths in the river.
Mi si na bukaya,
Mi habis mañana, mi habis mañana, mañana e convi a coa que pontoi. Ponte, ponte vaini, sina ponte vaini, a coa sina bucaia. Vi mai dai kai, vi mai dai kai, ani sina bucaia. Hawedate ni webu, hako anki pontoi. Mi yo dangonia, kaya ya vi pontoi, sina ya vi pontoi, pontoi dai kai, poderoso sinama. Rauni webonki, rauni webu kaya, mi yo da kiki, no da bo divakanke, no da ni webu ira, boidang kaya kanke. Aku angki suai, suai dai kai, mi yo da suai, soa soa shamanke, ha ni we suai, yo da ni we suai. Uchani wa sawai, sawai nai kai, ea bwa bwai, bwa bwa shamani, mi yoda manao, mia ponta yoniki, shina ponta yoniki, kaya ponta yoniki, ponto idai kai, bwa bwa shamani. Aki rai kai, aki rai kai, nuska nuska shamani, noa honi vidivi, ato yodra vanshoa vokayai, vanshoa vokayai.
I'm on credit. I just can't cry me no more. And my heart knocks came the day she walked right out of the door. Oh, a hole in my road, walking across my floor. I'm on become a simple boy, and the sun don't shine down on me. What good is the shade I draw? If I had